Okay. I just want to start. This is going to be my one and only two-second thing. I want to thank everyone for coming. Those of you who don't know me, I am Seth Phillips. I'm the principal of Public School 8, and that's it. And besides smiling, this is about what I've done for this project. And I'm going to pass you straight on to Olivia, who, with Tracy Atkinson. Yes, both Olivia and Tracy did a fabulous job with this. So let me pass you to Olivia.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. It's really great to see you. We always knew we were cooking in Brooklyn, but now we're in Manhattan, too. A couple of months ago, Tracy Atkinson came over to me and she said, "You know, I'd like to do something for the school, a fundraising event. What do you think about a film festival or a movie or something where we can get children to make movies?" And me loving movies and me loving fundraising events and all those things that come with it. And us knowing that being a magnet school of exploration, research, and design based on Renzulli, we want to find the gifts and talents of all children. And what a better way to find some other kind of talents than making film. Screenwriting, directing, producing, set designing and acting, editing, all of those wonderful things to make beautiful movies. And one of the things that we want to teach children is also that the process is just as important, if not more, than the finished product. So we decided to get together and brainstorm on what movies were coming out in the next couple of months and where would we go and what would we do. And we had a whole big filmmaking committee set up, and here we are tonight, and many other volunteers. I'll tell you another part of what happened that same moment and how we got to the decision of who we were going to honor. But first, I'd like to introduce our PTA presidents, who will thank a few people, and we'll continue with the program. And here is David Goldsmith and Mary Crawford.
Hi, everybody. My name is Merritt Crawford. I'm the co-president of the PTA. How's everybody doing tonight?
Great.
Wait a minute. You can do better than that.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing tonight? Good, 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 good. You know, I don't know why they asked me to come up here and speak. I didn't really do much. But I'm the co-president of the PTA, and I want to express our thanks to all the parents and all the members of the PTA. And I think we should give Seth and Olivia and the staff and the administration of the school a big round of applause, because PSA is a very special place, a very, very special place. And I, as a parent, am proud to have my son enrolled in PSA. So I'm not going to say too much more, because I know the clock is ticking and many of us want this show to get on the road. So thank you once again for coming out tonight.
Good evening, everybody. My name is David Goldsmith. I'm co-president with Merritt of the PTA. I have a huge task before me right now to somehow fit a thank you list that includes so many important people in our school community that pulled together to make this event happen. First thing I'd like to do, though, before anything, on a personal note, I'd like to wish my mom a happy birthday. She decided to spend her birthday here with a few of her friends and support her granddaughter's school.
Hello, Mom.
Yes, you. So I speak for myself. Happy birthday, Mom. I speak for myself and the PTA Executive Board and all the parents to recognize the huge, absolutely huge generosity and the extraordinary efforts of many, many people. I'd like to thank Rick Wolf and the folks at Steiner Studios, the Brooklyn Navy Yard, Justin Braithwaite from Independence Bank, Judy Stanton, a very big supporter of our school from the Brooklyn Heights Association, David Marquis of Marquis Studios, Ellen Donahue of Proposition Gallery, Brad and Sherry Will, Time Out New York Kids, Alan Reaver at the Elizabeth Street Gardens, Urban Baby, John Maloney, Harvey Elgar at the Cobble Hill Cinema, Huckapoo Entertainment, The Leaky Cauldron, HPNA.com, Holly Hussey from the Rotunda Gallery. What a list, huh? It's amazing. I mean, what happened along the way here is that people would say, hey, we've got this thing going on, and just people would just jump on board. What can I do? What, you know, I want to be part of it. And it's been kind of the story of our school. We've been very fortunate. We'd like to thank continuing support from David Yaski and Joan Millman, Joe Gallagher. Where's Joe Gallagher? From the Magnet School grant. Irma Marzon, the local superintendent. Andy Buck, cultural arts supervisor. Elaine Goldberg. Mary Frost of the Brooklyn Eagle. Deborah from the New York Sun. Boy, what a list, right? And all these people, just absolutely unsolicited, people just stepped up to the plate. Channel 12. Food. We're becoming famous for being, anybody ever been to our PTA meetings? How's the food? Pretty good. We got noodle pudding from Tony from Noodle Pudding on Henry Street. Alan Harding, a big round of applause for Alan Harding. Patois, a number of other restaurants. Michael Towns Liquors, Bliss Wines, Pigging Out on Henry Street. And then some special thanks to a group of parents that really put this together and some staff. Special thanks to Tracy Atkinson. Because this couldn't have happened without Tracy. Where's Tracy? There she is, right there. Thank you, Tracy. We wouldn't have a film program if it wasn't for the likes of Tracy Atkinson. Olivia Ellis also. A big special thanks to Olivia Ellis. And Precious Walker, our parent coordinator. Where's Precious? There you are. Special people. And then Stephanie Sato, James Heaton, Benjamin Tremere. Mr. B. Where's Mr. B? He did an art teacher in our school who did the cover for the program that you're looking at. Joyce Farley, Carolyn Safferty, Greg Williamson on food. Who also happens to be a very talented teacher. Melissa Erslinger and many, many others. So thank you all for coming. Enjoy the show. And now I'm turning this back over to Olivia.
Hi. As Tracy and I were talking, a parent walked by, Leslie, and I mentioned to her that we were thinking about doing a film program for a film festival. And she said to me, wow, that's a great idea. Maybe we can get one of my dad's films. And I said, your dad's film? What film? She said, The Learning Tree. So it immediately took me back to elementary school when we read the book and we looked at the movie. And I said, Gordon Parks is your dad? I couldn't believe it. I remember carrying that book. I remember reading it, my brother, and I remember watching the movie. And me being a person who loved movies and film, it was amazing to know that this was Gordon Parks' daughter and that his grandchildren were in our school, Campbell and Satchel. And she generously said that he would be glad to contribute. We still didn't know exactly what we were going to do, and we said, well, we have to show a film, and we want to get people to come in, and we want to raise money. And we met a lot of people along the way and who volunteered to help. But we realized that there was a reason why we wanted to do this. It was because we were inspired. There are many people who inspire us, and Gordon Parks is also someone who has inspired us. Not only being a poet, a writer, director, film producer, a photographer, just so many things. And it was such an inspiration to know that a person can aspire to do so many things and to do them so well. And someone who crossed so many boundaries with his photography, with his movies, and has moved so many people through so many generations. Gordon Parks was not able to come tonight, but I would like to present this award in his honor to Leslie and her children, Campbell and Satchel. And this is the first PS8 Film Award, and it goes to Gordon Parks for making magic and inspiring generations. Inspired by PSA, by Seth and Olivia, and I'm sorry that my father wasn't able to make it here this evening. And I think that he would be inspired by the spirit of the school, everything wonderful that they do, the creativity that I see flowing through the hallways every day when I come to the school. And I'm just really touched, and I believe that he would be as well. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, teachers. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, kids. And I just want to say enjoy the show. And I think my father would really love to have been here. And I'm sorry that he isn't. So have a great time tonight. The Huckapoos. You probably heard their music on Oh So Raven.
That's a Raven.
Oh, that's a Raven.
Then I don't need a miracle. Your love is supernatural. Enough to cause a star to fall. Your love is
all that magic and that supernatural stuff. I think we're ready for Harry Potter. Thank you again, and enjoy the movie.